Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candace D'Andrea, and we will be joined shortly by the founder of Mystic Records, one and only Doug Moody. So I'm going to play a song by the... From Sweden. Ooh, they're so handsome. This is one of my Jane's Addiction, and the song was Been Caught Stealing, and that's a great song, old time stuff. So we have a guest in the studio today, the founder of Mystic Records, Doug Moody.
Hello.
Hi Doug,
there.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, considering I'm 91 years old and celebrating 50 years of launching Unknown Rock and Rollers. So I'm doing well, and you're making it possible for me to stay alive and be part of the music world. Candice, when she joined Mystic, took over, and there were many, many people trying to destroy Mystic and take over the catalog. And she is a feisty fighter. She has fought off everybody that has tried to damage Mystic. And that's why she is now a full partner in Mystic in everything I do. My partner is talking to you about her life, my life, and the life we give to music. We are so happy to be a working couple that I wish I had another 50 years to spend launching more talent. But what I'm doing is leaving it in the capable hands of Candace, and Mystic Land will live on forever because the groups are going to take over and run Mystic eventually. The groups will be running their own record company. How do you like that?
Well, I'm sure they'll all find it really well. And my granddaughter, who's very musically talented, is learning how to run a record company as well. I've been teaching her how to do a lot of the things that I do, and she's just turned 18 years old, so we've got another generation coming up to keep Mystic going as well.
See?
She can help guide the artist.
See how the world treats. I'm doing something good for the world, and the world turns around and gives me good people to work with. It's a blessing. I love working with you, by the way.
Oh, I love working with you too, Doug. It's been fun. It's been 7 years now, and we've really come a long way, and Mystic is booming better than ever.
Well, you're surrounding yourself with people who understand what we are trying to do, and that is let people have a voice. It doesn't matter if you don't sell a million records. It does matter if you reach 100 people locally and have an effect on their life and helping them to understand that we're all humans here to help other humans. We're all equal in the long run. It isn't the question of the person who has millions and millions of dollars at their disposal. They're turning the world into mechanical people, where you get an option to press a button, maybe five options or something. Right?
I know. And everywhere you go, everybody's got their face down in a phone.
Well, they're hiding from the world. The problem is, just now, we got an announcement from Las Vegas that they're going to hold a 100,000 show at a new emporium they're building. They think having 100,000 people is going to, and giving them music and entertainment is going to be where they can get a hold of 100,000 young people. They're wrong. What they're going to have is a wild bunch of people who are going to find that whoever's going to put up the money, millions, to get 100,000 kids into a live show is there for a political or a business reason. It's not there for them. So that's what Mystic is all about. It's about you having a voice in your own life space. You don't have to be a million-selling record and influence the rest of the world. Did the Beatles influence us? Did they give us that much? Or did we give them the power? That is the question of these million-selling records. Sometimes I go back to the best record I ever put out and the one that sold 3.25 million in the 50s. The Five Satins,
In the Still of the Night.
Never got on any charts, was never recognized by white radio, and we sold 3.25 million. There must have been people out there. And what is very funny, let's say about the Beatles, when 6 records were sent to me from England from the music publisher who published the Beatles, asking me to help him, 14 record companies turned them down, and a black record company in Chicago put out the Beatles and sold a million to black people. So there is the underlying situation. We sold 3.25 million records to people whether they were black, white, Asian, or blue, or green, I don't care. We sold records to people because they wanted to hear what the groups were singing, and there was the Five Satins. They sold 3.25 million records in the 50s
and never were recognized on white radio.
So I'm not promoting. I'm not promoting that we have to have million sellers. What I'm promoting is that you listen to groups who want you to have a life of your own and not be buried in a sound wall that you're hiding from the rest of the world. So you put up these stupid sound walls that sound like you're going into a gambling den and you have constant ringing and banging going on in your ears. Am I ranting today, or am I trying to encourage young people to say what they want in this world, be what you want in this world, be there. I came to America after a war. I survived World War II, and when I came to America, it was paradise. I had my first car, my first girlfriend, and I was 33 years old, having survived a war. So, I'm very grateful to America for allowing me to be whatever I wanted to be. And they have allowed me to live amongst black people and learn about their music, and we launched it. Then Dick Clark called me and wanting to be my partner in this new rhythm and blues music that we were evolving. So we made some changes, but along came multimillionaires and took over our changes. I can remember Disneyland refusing you to come in if you had long hair. Now,
right?
They sell rock and roll.
I know.
Money accepts change in a strange way. So what I'm saying is help Mystic get its message across. It's a message from you to your neighbors, and eventually the groups are going to have to learn how to run this record company, or it will disappear under a load of money being bought.
Yeah, Mystic Records is never going to go corporate. They're never going
to
go under, and it's going to continue on perpetually.
That's it. I've had enough ranting. Play some music.
Okay, so would you like to hear Aggression at CBGB's?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Then here we go.
They were at one time one of my favorite bands. Of course, they drank a lot and they doped a lot, but they were a great bunch of guys. And I'm always in their corner. They didn't do too well with living. They didn't get a lot out of life, but they were a great group.
Yes, I agree. All right, and here they are from that wonderful tour you paid for and sent them on the road with all their troubles we can talk about after the music.
I just found something out. You guys are all going to be on an album. This is going to be an Aggression live album at CBGB's. And you're the star! We're gonna play a new song now called The Keeper.
Down.
You know, I just love this album. Working on it recently when we had it repressed, it just came out so beautiful. Clean, clear, crisp. It's one of the best albums that I think has come out in a really long time.
Well, we did something special with this album. The collectors that make it go for about $100 a piece out there hark back to the 1950s when I used to put out Lightnin' Hopkins. He was a blues singer. And I would
remember,
press 500. Ken. Yeah, Lightnin', 500. I'd press 500 7-inch records in red vinyl. Now, they sell today for $1,000 to $2,000, but nobody collects the record without really understanding, listening to Lightnin' Hopkins telling his stories. And they were 6 minutes long, so I had to chop them and sometimes get two blues records because we were only allowed 2 minutes on a record by radio in those days. So we
had that was when you were with Mercury,
two-minute blues. Yeah, and he would have a 6-minute blues. Anyway, the point is that we started record collecting way back in the 50s by launching only 500 records. Now, people put out collector items today, but they don't give you one to play with it. So what we did with this Aggression record, we put a collector record, which is no one record looks like any other record. They're blotchy. They're black and white blotches, and every record is different. So when you get a Mystic collectible with the blotchy, black and white, you have one-of-a-kind record. There's no other record matches it. And inside the package is a free black LP for you to play so that you can listen to the record. And if you want to collect, well, I suggest you go and join Record Collector Magazine. It's free. It's in your local record store. And it tells you how to collect records. It tells you all about collector stores and the prices, what to pay for a record. Be careful. A collector's record is not ever, ever duplicated. There isn't a second run. There isn't another 1,000 made just to sell in stores. Collector's item records are one of a kind, and if you want to collect, there's always the black vinyl version available to play. So that's Mystic's promise. Okay?
That's nice. That's really nice. And you know, the album just sounds so beautiful. I'm really in awe of it. I wasn't a really big fan of any of their recordings until we remastered this and put this out. And I actually became a fan. I mean, I booked them at the cafe back years ago, and everybody sounds good live in a club, you know. But when I listened to some of their albums, it's like, yeah, well, this is mediocre. But then when this came out and we redid the mastering on it, it just came out so beautiful and crisp and clear and
yeah,
oh,
well, the reason
really
for
good.
That is because that we make a mistake in the record business of thinking you want to hear what it sounds like from the stage. Actually, people today want to feel they were part of the audience. So what we have to do is switch the balance around on live recordings, which we are doing now with Kathy DeGrand. You are actually part of the audience listening from the sound coming to you, not from the band listening to a crowd and playing to a crowd. So the future of live recordings with Mystic is you're going to be there. So when you buy a live recording from Kathy DeGrand, you're going to be there. And a Saturday night at the Kathy DeGrand is Mystic night every night, every week, every month. And Candice is going to run this new record company, Kathy DeGrand, and you are actually there in the audience. We are remixing all of the live tracks. and you'll actually feel like you're sitting in your own living room or your own bedroom or your own car, and you'll be actually at a live show. So that's
well,
what
yeah, we
our
have,
promise
we have
is
like
to
over
you.
200...
You're
going
to be able to go back to Hollywood in the 80s. Okay.
Yeah, we have like over 200 recordings, and plus some that people have recently sent. I've got some from Rigor Mortis, from Mike Knox, and some from Fatal Error. And you know, you all of these recordings, you know, you can hear the girls in the audience screaming and saying, you know, how much they like this and how much they, you know, what they're thinking.
Yeah, well,
you know,
getting you to be part of the audience is that's different from what I'm saying is that the major people are going to have a band on the stage and have 100,000 people crowded into an auditorium. That is not going to, that's not going to sell music.
No, that's not even going to be a good experience.
They're going to get you on drugs. They're going to get you inhibited. That is not collecting music or enjoying music. And so we're going to make records that you can play at your home and feel like you are actually in the 80s with Mystic live in a club. That's where we're going to go. So look forward to the new sounds on Mystic. And Candice is in charge of the whole internet, the whole world now. And she's come up with a fantastic band from Japan called Spam 69. And so what happened? We called Japan Spamland. So it joins Nardcore, Slimy Valley, and Oceanside, which is marine land. And so now we have Spamland.
Spamland. And here's one of their songs from the Spam 69 right out of Japan.
Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you lie? Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you lie?
Just for you, Doug, a one-minute special.
I love it. And they were brought to Mystic by the Rotters, our dear, darling friends. And they've been with us since the early days of Nardcore. And bless them. They're still
Fester
with
Swollen
us.
And Ron Fast, sure. Fester Swollen and Ron Fast, sure.
Yeah, they are wonderful guys. Anyway, so now they brought a new Japanese band to us, and welcome. We want to be a worldwide company with bands from all over the world, and so help us if you know of a band in a foreign country that wants us to work with them. Just send them. Put us in touch. We're willing.
You know, we have quite a few bands all around, Vomit in the UK and the Fornicators in Sweden, Raw Power in Italy, and Spam 69 in Japan. So, yeah, we're working on it. And let me see. All right, here's one of the Fornicator songs. This is their anthem.
Why are the plans so free when they fail?
really fun having all the bands from all over. And, you know, when the Fornicators came from Sweden and toured California and played Punk Rock Bowling, they were very well received. And their new album with Right to Bear Limbs is flying off the shelves. It is selling so great. I'm just so pleased. And I played a couple of songs off of the new album earlier, and you know, these guys are really, really good bands.
They are very comfortable to be with. They are real down-to-earth guys. And they came and took a photograph with me, which I think you have, outside.
Yes.
When they had this big 40-foot-long bus that they lived in. And
yeah.
There's a whole crowd of them outside my house and this big 40-foot bus, and they were just darling people to entertain and take out. We went to an all-you-can-eat Chinese food, and boy, they were romping through the menu. We had a good time together. I look forward
That's
to
nice.
Seeing them again. They are wonderful guys. And talking about bands and things and everything else, I am so grateful to the people who have supported Mystic through thick and thin, and who have understood that we are not a multi-million dollar company. We are just a bunch of people who like to straighten things that are bad. That's why we put out Copulation. We did not like police shutting down garages because some of the kids were underage, were drinking beer in their own garage. Well, I didn't think it was a sin, but I did think it was an evil that we became Nazi-like with the police, so we declared war on them, and we helped win many battles, and the police stopped shutting down garage bands. So, you know, occasionally when we get political, we are doing it for the young people that they can feel free to be in a free country. We're not fighting Nazism. We're not fighting, you know, any isms or any. We're all equal in this world. And what we're here for is to help each other get through life and bring the peace to the world and entertain each other. Music should not be abused like it is being abused by electronics. It sounds like somebody throwing a handful of gravel on a tin roof. It doesn't sound like music. Anyway, back to you, darling.
Well, you know, just like the big shows, I can't imagine being at a show with 100,000 people. I mean, what if there's an emergency? People are it's just too many people. And, you know, I went to the biggest show I ever went to was my very first concert, Jay Giles Band. And I was way up in the back, and that was before they had the big cameras and the big screens. And it's like I see these little tiny ants on stage. I can hear the music just fine, but it was very disappointing, you know, for my very first show, you know, that I paid a ticket to get into. And it was disappointing because I couldn't even see who was singing, you know. I couldn't see the band at all. And 100,000 people, sure, they're going to have all the big screens and you can see everything, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem comfortable. I mean, I've kept in touch with a lot of the musicians that I booked way back in the 80s, you know, and just like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, they like to do, they still like the small clubs, and they'll go incognito and play with some of our bands, you know, and go to small venues that are, nobody really knows who they are, because they don't like those big stadium shows, you know. It's just not comfortable.
Well, I think you're doing absolutely marvelous. the radio show, keeping us alive with each other, where we can reach out. And as long as I can pick up the phone and chat, I'm so grateful that you keep the radio show going. After all, it started with me as a pirate radio show in Hollywood, where we played an hour tape of 1 minute of each band that had recorded that month in Mystic. So on Saturday night, we used to play this tape, an hour-long tape of 40-odd bands, and the cars would all follow each other in a parade around the studio and all Hollywood Boulevard and all around, until it took about 2 hours before the police came to break up this chain of cars going round, all with the windows wide open and the radio blaring, and this all going round and round and round, and finally we would all shut down after 2 hours because the police would be after us, and we all ended up at the Café de Grand, which was all 50 yards down the road from Mystic, and there we had... Then we would spend the evening drinking beer and partying with all the bands. So Saturday nights was a special night, and it was our pirate night. But
pirate radio.
Yeah, we had a good time. And then we put out the 40 bands because everybody was asking about this record we played. It wasn't a record. We put out the 40 bands, and we chose a bad deal. We went into business with We Got Power, and it was a fanzine. Well, they ran and hid because the FBI came to investigate what was going on in...
Oh, yeah,
Mystic.
That album Destroy LA caused a lot of heat.
Yeah. So
and we caused a lot of heat across
the
street. They
all hid and ran and hid, and we had paid for 1,000 copies of We Got Power fanzine, and we never got them to put in with the first issue of the record. In fact, we didn't have a cover, so I just squashed what's-named face on the Xerox machine, and we used that as the cover. But it was a mistake to put it out as We Got Power, because we were keeping We Got Power alive, and they had just ran like cowards. So I regret putting out our pirate radio as We Got Power, and it's now at Party or Go Home, and Candace has reinvented radio, and now she has Mystic Radio, and she presents this album out there now called Party or Go Home.
That's right, Party or Go Home, and here's one for the cops, one of your 1 minute songs.
Fucked up. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Darkland, USA, don't be fun, don't be gay, kick your ass, it's not like me, you can't be what you wanna be, I'm a top training, can't tell, gonna be a cop from hell, a killer cop from hell, killer cops from hell, killer cops from hell.
Okay, cops from hell.
That's a blast from the past.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it reminds me of when we were just, you know, really standing up to the police in Hollywood that were trying to close the Café de Grand. They would hang around and really attack the girls who were all coming to party and would meet outside the Café de Grand. You remember all of them? And the police would swoop and try to frighten everybody?
Well, you know, they didn't want us to have any fun. And we were having too much fun. And they eventually did close us down. But, you know, we're continuing on anyway with the radio
and
the
records. And we recorded most of it. And you filmed most of it. You and Louie filmed everything. And you're going to bring it back out. You're going to have the 80s in video and record. And you'll be invited to be actually a part of the crowd. You'll feel you're alive on Saturday night at Cassie DeGrand. I love the idea.
I do too. It's going to be fun, and you know that's what this whole thing about is about. You know, life is about enjoying what you do. You know. And you know, music has been a big part of my life since before I even went to school, you know.
Yeah.
I climbed up on the bench and taught myself how to play the Mickey Mouse Club theme, and my mom was blown away, and she had me play it for my dad, and they're like, wow, this kid's like a little Mozart, you know. They had me studying music by the time I was really barely old enough to read, and they taught me how to place my fingers on the keys and numbered my fingers 1 through 5. So my fingers were numbered onto the notes on the keys, and that's how I learned to read music too, by knowing that my thumb was on middle C, you know. Both thumbs would be on middle C going up and down because I learned to play with both hands at the same time. And, yeah, by the time I was 9 years old, I was in the studio recording Franz Liszt and Oscars and Hammerstein, and I mastered classical music by the time I was 9 years old. And I still got to try to find some of those recordings at Whitney Recording Studio in Glendale because that's where it was, and I'm sure they still have them, you know. You still have all your old tapes, so I'm sure they do too.
Yeah, I've saved every tape that we recorded, not from the 50s. Most of that disintegrated. But I have saved the stuff from Mystic, and it's going to be sheltered with the NAMM, N-A-M-M, National Association of Music Merchants. That's the biggest museum, and it's in Carlsbad, the biggest museum in America about storing music. So they've interviewed me a few times, and we're discussing where we're going to turn over the whole old catalog for them to preserve. So
that's
we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right. So speaking of the old catalog, I have a couple other songs here. Let me see. Hated Principles, Manifest Destiny, Penis Brigade.
Oh, you're going back to the Super Sevens, where we put out a 7-inch record that instead of just 2 minutes, we got 6 minutes a side. It was like half an LP. We invented the 33 1/3 7-inch.
There you go. Okay, so
and
here we go with, what were we going to say?
No, I just said, it is amazing to me how bands are reverting back to what they sounded like on Super 7. No Effects today sounds more like the original band that we recorded on Super 7 when they said we're on Mistake Records. And they were cheeky, and we launched No Effects. They were one of the hardest working bands. They play in garages. They play like Police. The Police used to play, as long as they got 20 to 50 people, they'd play. Well, in the early days, that was the same thing with No Effects. They played constantly. They were everywhere. And
I booked their very first show at the Café de Grand.
Right, and you know that they have recognized that they've strayed quite a bit over the past few years, and I was listening to their latest stuff, and they're going back to what they originally sounded like on the first recordings on Super 7. And by the way, we are remastering a lot of the Super 7 stuff, and it will be live, and you'll be in the audience, and we'll probably even give you a live recording of No Effects opening their first date at Cathy de Grand, right?
Something's happening with the audio. Are you okay, Doug?
What? Hello?
I think your phone's going dead.
Okay, goodbye. I'll say goodbye.
Wait, no, thank you for having me. No, don't go yet. Is it your phone or what? That's Doug Moody. All right, well, I'm going to play, let me see, Manifest Destiny. All right, here we go. That was Last Laugh by Manifest Destiny. And we have Doug Moody back in the studio with us.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Yeah, your phone was wavering out and the audio was a little bit messed up. But we're back with a new charged up phone. So glad to have you back, Doug.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's really rewarding to keep the bands alive, and so many of the bands are so happy. I mean, you know, a lot of them have old MySpace pages, and they give such a tribute to Mystic and thank Mystic for putting them on an album. These kids say, you know, we never would have had a chance to get on an album, and Mystic Records gave us that chance to say what was on our mind, you know?
Well, there's a band that comes to mind all the time, and they've been 30 years with Mystic, and that's Don't Know. Albie is always pushing for Mystic, and Albie's never had a hit record. Albie really tells life as it is, being a working guy in a working neighborhood, and struggling to make a living for his family and his friends. Albie is typical of an American band that has something to say and tells you about his life. And I've always admired Albie because there's no way he's going to have the applause that No Effects and Aggression they got for some of the songs they recorded. But Albie has always been pro-Mystic, because Mystic is there for the underdog and for the person who has something to say, but who's listening? So that's why we started Super 7 Records, is because there wasn't enough room on a record for a group to really make a statement. And there was nobody was going to buy an LP of unknown groups. So we started Super 7 Records, where we made them at 33 and a third speed instead of 45. And they sold thousands and thousands and thousands of them, and they've all become highly collectible. So we are redoing the Super 7 label, and it's going to come out with you in the audience at Cathy de Grand. And this is
a pet project
of Candice. Candice was the one who booked and knows all the groups, and she worked so hard filming and booking that
it was a full-time seven-day job, seven days a week.
And you didn't have the blessing of the police. They couldn't understand, why would we bother with all these punks? Why would we? Well, punk. Punk means something to me. Punk, P-U-N-K, is on our T-shirt. You should be proud and wear that T-shirt. P-U-N-K means people united, kick ass.
That's right. That's right. Because together we stand, divided we fall.
What you do is go buy a Mystic T-shirt and wear it. People united, kick ass, and that's... we're proud to wear it, so why wouldn't you wear it, too? That's it.
That's right. That's right.
Just
why don't you go home?
Why don't you go home? I love Merrill. I remember when he used to sing at the cafe with the band Swa. They were fun. They were really fun. He used to like to come out all decked out in leather, even with a leather face mask, and slowly unzip it all. Well, not all, but, you know.
Well,
down as low as he could go.
You were part of it then, and you're queen of it now. So just play whatever you want. We're listening.
All right. Well, here's a new one called Plastic Smiles. And this band is out of Texas. Their name is Confused. And they've played a lot of shows with Suicidal Tendencies and Lewicidal, and Here We Go. They have a similar style as Suicidal. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, little static there. I put out an album, Punks United Kick Ass, because I liked the P-U-N-K-S logo so much, and that's one of the songs off of the compilation by Confused.
I like the idea. And yeah. I love the new T-shirts that are coming out on Mystic. The company that we're now working with has an exclusive. So
yes.
watch out for pictures from Candy that will show you the new T-shirts we're putting out. We put out an original 300 bands on Mystic when Mystic started, and some of the new punk shirts are going to be area shirts, like Punkland.
Well, and they're also going to be a collector's item because they're going to have a Mystic Records logo on the inside tag.
Yes. Oh, yes, these are officially Mystic, and the money we make from T-shirts goes into re-releasing records from the 80s. So the money is not going in somebody's pocket. When you buy a T-shirt, you're supporting future recordings and helping Mystic put out more vinyl. So don't forget the Record Collector magazine, because we deal with 150 record stores directly. We deal with them and we sell them collectible records, and we go into partnership with them. So you can get your collector record at a fair price in a local record store, and they are all listed in the Record Collector, which is a free magazine in stores. So help support record collecting, and also get a record from us free that is black vinyl that you can play.
I find
that sometimes I take a collectible record and I transfer it to cassette. Cassette to me has the sound that when I play it in my living room and I've got a half a dozen speakers up, it reminds me of when I'm back in the studio and I'm surrounded by speakers. And I love the sound of a cassette even more than I do the vinyl. The cassette has a realistic live sound. So, you know, I may be old-fashioned, but I'm a cassette guy.
I like the sound of cassette as well.
Yeah.
I do. That's good. Well, you know, I've got one here from those boys in Las Vegas. Here we go. Wolfman's got NARS. Well, you know, they're out of Las Vegas, and Chainsaw Fight, you can find them playing locally in Las Vegas. And they have a new album they've just recorded, and they're working on the artwork for the cover, and we will be releasing their new album very soon here. Are you
Hello?
Still with us?
Yes. Do you want me to chat? Because I don't like to take over. And, you know, I love to chat with, you know, I just suddenly thought when we're talking about recordings, my first introduction to recording was with my father. He ran EMI in England. Electric Musical Industries was the largest record company in the world, and he was in charge of popular music. He created the popular music department out of the military band department, because the only danceable records were polkas and quick step and marching bands. And so he took marching bands and turned them into dance bands. And so he became the dance king, and he was a champion dancer. He was a boxer when he was a youngster, and he was light on his feet. So he was a marvelous dancer, and he used to collect gold records, gold cups and gold medals. And when he started putting out dance records, he put the Where to Put Your Feet on the paper outside cover, and he sold millions of records for EMI. And he became famous as the dance king of England. Well, started me when I was 5 years old going to the recording studio. Did you know that in those days we did not have electricity? Mostly all the lights were gas. So the recording equipment was driven by automobile batteries and was clockwork. So the needle was heated with an automobile battery, and the whole machine worked by clockwork. So many of your early recordings were from a clockwork recording machine. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible, and that must be where you dreamed up the label Clock Records. Wasn't that one of your first record labels that you personally owned?
Yes. Clock Records was reminder that it was clockwork when I first started recording. My first job was keep an eye on the ball. The ball was a 70-pound weight hauled up through a hole in the ceiling, and as it came down, I had to say 39, 38, 37, until it came down to 10, 9, 8, and I would really be nervous because the song had got to end before the ball touched the down. So as soon as I started with the 9, 8, my dad would go to the window and cut his throat, like a knife across his throat, and they would come, bump, 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 stop. Or he would wave like an aeroplane engine. He would be revolving his fingers, which meant, and then he'd go down with the hands. So it meant start fading and going out. So they would automatically make a fade, the band themselves. And then they had to be quiet at the end and not move or anything because they could spoil the ending. So there was no communication between the guy, my dad, who was producing, and the engineer, Chick. There was no communication with there and the band leader except by hand signals. So I learned how to control a recording studio from the age of five in 1935. So my dad started me off early.
Yeah, he did. Well, you know, I think it's good to get kids interested in things like that when they're younger, because then they learn a direction to go in life, and you chose music as the way you wanted to lead your life, and you know, you've come through quite a bit, and I know that when you first came to New York, you had some pretty rough times, but you fell back on your photography while you were getting together your work in the music industry. And you know, I think that it's fantastic some of the things that you've done and accomplished in your life and continuing on, you know, and with the Mystic Land, we're going to be launching live venues and campouts and fun times and recording, and you're going to be back in the recording industry again, Doug Moody.
Well,
and we're going to celebrate your 100th birthday here.
I would like to. I don't know how much more I can give of me, because sometimes, some days, I feel like I don't want to work anymore. I just want to rest and enjoy life. I love nature. I love being on a boat on the water. There's something about going out to sea. And, of course, we can't afford it these days, but I love boating. And I love
Well, I've
being
got
on
a lake here.
I know.
I've got a lake here with
up,
your spot.
I'm going to bring up my little Tony. I've got a 9-foot dinghy that is made by Boston Whaler, and it's unsinkable. I
there
have
you
never
go.
Given up my 9-foot dinghy, so I'm going to bring it up and put my dinghy in your pond. She's given me 2 acres to come and live up there. Well, when the time comes, I'll be coming. Don't worry, I'll be coming. Well,
that's right.
You know, yes,
we'll
you're
have to
right,
build you a little dock. Well, because the bottom
anyway.
Gets kind of mushy, you know. I mean, I have a little boat that I push off and hang
oh,
out in the...
Oh, you got one of those
the...
pull-off ones, don't you, when you cross the water?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I use it for light, too.
I have a picture of you that nobody else has seen. You're swimming with turtles. You got great big turtles as big as your head swimming in the water with you.
There are big turtles, yes, yes. Yes, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're pond turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're really fun. And there's a lot of beautiful birds that come around the pond. There
you
are...
You got 140 acres of the most beautiful lands I've ever seen pictures of. And you have donated 40 acres to Mystic to have like a Woodstock next
Mystic
year.
Land.
We're gonna start. Yeah, it's going to be Mystic Land. And it's on a mountain. And you're going to put a big M on that mountain for people to see for 100 miles around. It's going to have a big M inviting people to come once a year to a month-long party of camping, playing stage on stage, swapping records. We're going to have a Mystic Land month from June and July starting next year. Is that right?
Well, we're actually starting this year. But it's
okay,
not going to be real long. It's only going
to
be like a weekend.
Yeah, but next year we'll have a month.
Yes, yes, yes,
and
yes.
And people can come and stay and meet each other, and bands can play, and we can record. So we'll
yep.
see what happens, and it will be
there
up to people to come from anywhere in the world and visit. I think it's fantastic. Mystic Land, to me, is the ultimate dream of forming a record company run by bands, and, I mean, it's the same as Southwest Airlines. They finally gave the airline to the people, and the people who work at the airlines run the airline. It's the best airline in America. It's run by
which
the
one is that?
Who, Southwest Airlines. It's
that's
owned.
Cool.
It's owned by the people.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
It.
That's
it
really
is.
Nice.
Yes. Anyway. I'm stopping you from your radio show. Come on, get back and play some radio.
All right, here we go. A-Frame.
We'll be right back.
record.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, that's some record.
That's A-Frame, one of our newer bands that just came on.
Takes
you like
me
that,
back.
Huh?
Yeah, it takes me back. Takes me back
well,
to
when
the
I
60s.
First, yes, when I first heard their music, I told them, I said, you guys remind me of The Ventures.
Yeah, it's certainly a lively sound. It makes you want to dance.
It does. I really, really enjoy it. And I've got another one here.
Made me feel like I'm back on a Triumph, right, out in the country, opening up, you know, past 60 and 70, and with the wind streaming by. That's what it reminded me. I suddenly said, wow, I'm back on my Triumph.
There you go. I used to have a Bonneville. I like motorcycles.
Yeah.
Don't ride them anymore, but
No. We're older people now. I mean, look, I'm 91 years old. I have no idea what's ahead of me, except I love this part of the life. I love working with you. I love the music.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just enjoying myself so much that I don't know what's ahead, but I don't want to stop what we're doing. There you go.
And here's another song, In Looking Out. This is one of our newer Nardcore bands.
The way I see it, that's just the way I see it. That's just the way. everywhere. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. Leaving no places bad. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. Black and white, it's a four-hour war. I just can't take it anymore. I just can't take it.
Okay, well, you know, the Hymen Blasters got a really good review in the local Ventura newspaper.
It is a very, very interesting band, and it's exploring, and it's going to give us more insight into what to do and what instruments to play. It's a very interesting band, and I love Nardcore because we got a lot of music going on in Nardcore, and I love Granger's Record Shop. Granger's has always been a home for Mystic right from the early, early days, and Granger's will always be the place I think of as the home of Nardcore Records.
There you go. They have quite a few shows coming up. July 28th at the Doll Hut. Well, they've got a lot of shows with the Doll Hut and Ventura. And, you know, they're right there out of Ventura. And, they played a benefit last night and sent me some photos of the show. Well, it looks like they're playing again tonight, too. They're playing with the, let me see, where is it at? Doors open at 6 o'clock. Where's the address to where they're playing? The Lunar, L-O-O-N-E-R, Lunar Garage at 1091 Scandia, S-C-A-N-D-I-A. How would you pronounce that?
Scandia.
Avenue Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be there tonight. They're having raffles and specials. All proceeds go directly to Hose and his son. It's a benefit for someone. Well, that was Friday night, the 21st. But they're playing again tonight. Oh, at the same place with a little different lineup. Playing with they go on at 10:15 tonight. Oh, they're
very
the headliner.
Very interesting musical band. Very, very different and exploratory.
Yeah, I really enjoy their music. It's quite different. Soothing. They sent me some great photos. And I just love those vocals of Dave Levine, the lead singer and songwriter of the band.
Yeah.
He's got some great vocals going on there.
We
can sing really fast.
You know, we're very lucky and fortunate. We are surrounded by people that give us great music, and, you know, there's a lot of, I don't want to say love in the air, because love is an abused term these days, but the fact that people care about people, and people care about music, and care about messaging to each other. I think there is a lot of care in the air.
There is, and it's really beautiful that everybody can come together and unite.
Well, it's much better than all of a sudden tens of thousands of people swarm to have a Rolling Stones. I love the Rolling Stones. I love their music. They are originally copying music that started in New Orleans in the 20s. They start from that birth of music. I like the Rolling Stones. And
I've personally met
and liked Mick Jagger very much. Well, the thing is that it spoils it when it becomes a multiple million-dollar tour and they shove 10,000 people in. There's no way you can appreciate that band. There's no way. It's just a money-making venture. And the big money makers are going to do the same thing over and over. And this time at Las Vegas, they're going to have 100,000 people show up at a whatever you call
That's
it,
insane.
Ballpark or something. They're building a ballpark. So, I mean, it just does not make sense to imagine that you can actually have an intimate group of three or four or five musicians playing something to you. You're better off to have 50 people there who really hear it, not gathered there to smoke pot or pass grass to each other, whatever they're there for. That 100,000 people are not there for the music, I can tell you.
Anyway, well, I see that.
That's an opinion. What?
I see they got their picture in the newspaper. It's the cover of their album, and
yeah.
They're in the Ventura recorder, and they played the garage last month, May. And it's an advertisement for them, and wow, it's right on the front page there. That's really cool.
Good.
The VCReporter.com.
It's good that they're being recognized because the music has dynamics that a lot of bands don't use, and they're very interesting in their approach to carrying a song and you remembering that you're hearing a different kind of music. They're quite an asset for us to have them want to be associated with us. I'm very grateful to them.
Well, you know, they came to us because no one would accept them because of their name. And they had a deal with Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers said to them, lose the name and we'll sign you. And they said, forget it. We're going to Mystic.
So, I'm all for people wanting to stand by their own decisions. I'm all for
sure.
This because
exactly.
It's not a question of what you think a word means. It's a question of, are you listening to the band?
Right.
You know, it's that simple.
Right.
They're there
true.
For the music. They're there for the message, and that's what Mystic is. Mystic is a scoreboard where you put a notice up and people come to read the scoreboard. Reminds me of during the war, when the bombing, I couldn't be in touch with my parents for 3 weeks. I was a messenger running around in the bombs fixing telephone lines because that was the only communication.
Oh, we're down to 90 seconds, Doug.
Goodbye, guys. Everybody,
no, we still got 90
all.
Seconds. So no, continue real quick. I just want to remind you we're down to 90 seconds.
I don't want to talk anymore. I want to hear you because you are the future. You are the queen of punk. P-U-N-K.
But you are a we. I couldn't have done it without you.
People United kick ass, darling.
That's right.
Wear
we
a
do.
T-shirt. Wear a T-shirt that says P-U-N-K on it and help the next band put out a record. So
there you go. And
how much
you know,
are the
we
T-shirts,
we have,
by the way? How much are the T-shirts?
They're $20.
Okay, and
that includes free shipping.
Goes to the putting out records. So for $20, you're launching groups and you're making a statement. People United kick ass. Okay.
That's right.
Bye.
That's right.
I'm saying goodbye
United
to you.
We stand.
It's Candace. This is her radio show, and this is her world, and she is my girl.
Well, thank
okay,
you, Doug,
Prince.
For coming on. And don't you forget to party or go home. And we'll see you next time.
Bye now.
All right. See ya.